All right, good afternoon, evening, everybody listening. It's afternoon still, technically. We're starting night number one of Senior Nights on Power 96, and I'm joined this evening by the NRHEG seniors via Zoom. So what we're going to do here, this first round of questions, we're going to ask what your name is, and if you are originally from the NRHEG area, or if you came here from somewhere else, and we'll just kind of go around the room. Go ahead.
All right. Hi, guys. My name is Kendall Johnson. I'm from here. I'm from the Geneva area.
Oh. Hi, I'm Ashton Cords, and I'm not originally from the NRHEG area. I came here from Texas.
I'm Caden Rewer. I'm also not from NRHEG. I come from the Detroit Lakes area of North Minnesota.
I'm Daniel Neidiger. I'm from Illinois area. I've been here my entire life.
I'm here in the country, and I've also been here in life.
I'm Ashton Johnson. I've also been here my entire life.
I'm Adriel, and I'm originally from here, and I'm located in the Geneva area.
All right. Then we're going to get this question out of the way. Elephant in the room, what has your day-to-day life been like with how the pandemic has affected everything? You know, like your distance learning, how has it affected different activities at school? Let's go around the room again.
In my opinion, it's been a really big change to adjust to, but now that we're back in school 5 days a week, we've gotten a little bit more normalcy. However, just the activities that we had missed during the beginning of the year is something we can't really make up. So now we're just trying to enjoy as much as we can in the last couple weeks we have with our classmates and make the most of it.
That's so heartfelt.
Pretty much summed it up there.
Yeah, very good.
I don't think many people have disagreed with what you said.
You guys
aren't even with how much it's changed. I can't tell you anything between this year and last year that I remember being even close to similar.
Mm-hmm. I definitely would say it was challenging at the beginning, especially being online for school. Now that we're back, like full in person, it's definitely been better.
At least for those that decide to do it.
Yeah, it is kind of sad knowing that you have so many classmates at home who choose not to be here, not being able to like spend those last like moments with them. However, we had our senior class trip on Friday, and that was a really great time for us to all just kind of...
It was a blast.
Yeah.
Regroup and...
Exactly. Have some fun together.
Because there were some classmates on that trip that I hadn't seen since last March.
Yeah, because they've been full distance.
They've been full distance ever since. I forgot those people existed until last Friday.
That's true.
All right, and then how big is your graduating class, and do any of you know off the top of your head if it's been decided when your graduation is at NRHEG?
Yeah, our graduating class this year is 71 students. Our graduation will be on June 6th at 2 p.m. Tickets, light games, will be allotted per graduate, and then there will be some dignitaries there. We're trying to keep it as normal as possible. Planning right now to keep it in school at our own gym, just at like a more scaled down, COVID-friendly way.
That's going to do it for this first round of questions with the NRHEG seniors on night number one of Senior Nights. We're going to get you a couple of sponsors, a little music, and then be back with more questions for the seniors on this first night on Power 96.